Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Aweis Perik He, Mischne Chaf Beis, Ben Bagbag Oimer, Ben Bagbag says. Is that a strange name, Ben Bagbag, the son of Bagbag? Well, both Ben Bagbag, as well as Ben Hehe in the next Mishnah, were Geirim. And they became Geirim during a very dangerous time. They were risking their lives. So they were given these shtickel interesting names to hide their identities. Ben Bagbag is really like a gematria. Beis plus Gimel is 5. When Avram became Avram, a hey was added to his name. Sarai became Sarah, a hey was added. So it was a remiss to them becoming Geirim. The same is true with Ben Hey, where the hey is open. This is how the Tosis Yamtiv explains it. So, Zakta Mishnah, Ben Bagbag Oimer, Hafeichba Vahafeichba. Learn Torah with an Amkes, really get into it. Again and again. Turn it over and turn it over. The Kailuba, because everything is in the Torah. Iba Techse. And with it, you shall see the emes. Visiv uvleba. Grow old. And when you grow older and you start getting schwacher and schwacher, do it with the Torah. In other words, as the Rambam explains it, even if you're weaker and you don't have as much kayak and it's hard for you to see, keep learning. Umina loy sezua. And don't move from it. Don't say, well, I learned already the Torah. Let me lehavdil now go learn chachmas yivanis. No. She'en lecha mida toivimena, because you can have no portion better than that. It says, Istakel bi'araisa ibara alma. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. The Torah is like the blueprint of the world. Be'sheshes yimei bereshes, there was an Or HaGanis, a special light. With this light, you saw exactly who your Nesham is, why you came down to this world. Everyone knew exactly when Mashiach is going to come. There were no secrets. But Hashem had to hide it, because the Tzaddikim would use it for the right things, but the Rishon would use it for the wrong things. Where did Hashem hide it? Hashem hid it in the Torah. And even if we're not on such a level to be able to see the Or HaGanis in the Torah, but the more a person learns, the more he has siyata d'shemaya, the more he has a simchas hachayim, the more Hashem helps him, like we'll see Bez Hashem Yisburach in the next parak, to be able to advise others and to guide them. We're closer to the plan of the world. You know, if you ever look in a Sefer Torah by Parshas Beshalach, by the Shira, you see it's different. It's like the letters are rearranged in a poem-like, like two bricks over one brick. The Kedushas Levi says, you know why? Because the Torah is the blueprint of the world. If you're building a building and you want to change something in the building, you can't just change it. Maybe the whole building will collapse. You don't know where the supporting pillars are, how the whole system works. You have to go back to the blueprint and figure out a chashtim with the architect's design. So by Kriyas Yamsif, where there was a change in nature, you have to rearrange the blueprint. So that's the Torah. You have to rearrange things to make sure that it stems with the design. So you don't have to know any secrets. You just keep learning Eilum Metzias and Hamafkin HaMishnayis. And Hashem will bring you closer and closer to where you're supposed to be on this world.